grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with us all. Amen. From the epistle for this Advent Sunday, Romans chapter 13, verses 11 and 12, salvation is nearer to us now than when we first believed. The night is far gone, the day is at hand. So then let us cast off the works of darkness and put on the armor of light. Although there are still 28 days left in the calendar year 2023, today, Advent Sunday, is the beginning of the new church year. As I thought this past week about the approaching Advent season, there came to mind some words of the late Pastor Otto Paul Kretzmann, who for many years was the president of Valparaiso University, which became a Lutheran university way back in 1925. He was a man of many gifts. He was a scholar. He had a particular gift for reaching the young people of the church. And he was a pastor with the heart of a poet. And for many years, he wrote a monthly column called The Pilgrim. Pilgrim not in the sense of those hardy souls who landed at Plymouth Rock, but pilgrim in the sense of one who is on a journey. And this is what he had to say. It is the essence of the pilgrim's life to begin by looking to the end. It is the essence of the pilgrim's life to begin by looking to the end. As Christians, you and I are pilgrims. The author of the letters of the Hebrews puts it, we have here no lasting city, but we seek the one that is to come. It is the essence of the pilgrim's life to begin by looking to the end. And in this Advent season, we do just that. For in this Advent season, we begin by looking to the end. When the Lord Jesus, who once came in deep humility to bear our sin and to be our Savior, will come again in glory to make all things new. In the epistle for this Advent Sunday, St. Paul tells the Roman Christians, salvation is nearer to us now than when we first believed. Salvation not in the sense of the saving work of Christ finished on the cross, but salvation in the sense of that last and great day when the Lord Jesus will bring to completion the saving work begun when he was conceived by the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. Every passing year, every passing day brings us ever closer to that last and great day. St. Paul says, the night is far gone, the day is at hand. The night in the sense of this fallen world with all its darkness and despair. The day is at hand, that final day when the Lord Jesus, who rose gloriously from the dead, will appear in unveiled glory and fill the whole creation with his light and life. It is the essence of the pilgrim's life to begin by looking to the end. The end not in the sense of death and destruction, but the end in the sense of fulfillment, life, and joy. In Holy Scripture, the Lord Jesus is called the Dayspring, the dawn from on high, the bright rising sun bringing light to mortals sitting in darkness in the shadow of death, the bright morning star who even now makes his presence known here at the altar. So we might think of the congregation gathered for Holy Communion as a procession toward the final dawn, when the Savior, who is himself the dawn from on high, will come, and death shall be no more, neither shall there be mourning nor crying nor pain anymore, for the former things are passed away. It is the essence of the pilgrim's life to begin by looking to the end. St. Paul says, the night is far gone, the day is at hand. And then he goes on to say, so then, let us cast off the works of darkness and put on the armor of light. Let us walk properly as in the daytime, not in orgies and drunkenness, not in sexual immorality and sensuality, not in quarreling and jealousy, but put on the Lord Jesus Christ. It goes without saying that since Paul first addressed these words to the Christian congregation at Rome, fallen human nature hasn't changed. Almost 40 years ago, Louis Bouet wrote of how we now live in a world no longer pretending to be Christian, but a world instead presenting us at last with a full realization of what an atrocious kind of paganism only a world boasting of having become post-Christian could produce. And how unspeakably sad it is that this gathering darkness and confusion is so widely considered enlightenment and liberation, when it's only an abandonment of what can be known even by reason, and is only an enslavement to folly and disintegration. It is all very distressing. But we must fight against the temptation to condemn and despise those who have been caught up in all this, deceived by the temptations of the world which lies in evil, and by the clever deceptions of the father of lies. Says St. Paul, Satan disguises himself as an angel of light. And so, as Christians who have known the compassion of the Savior, we must view with compassion those who have been so deceived and enslaved, and must pray for their healing and liberation from the bonds of sin, at the same time taking to heart the words of St. Paul, let anyone who thinks that he stands take heed lest he fall. For while we may not find ourselves so much ensnared by the so-called sins of the flesh, we can't ignore the fact that St. Paul also speaks of the sin of quarreling and jealousy, which includes rage and discontent. And so, how necessary it is to pray with the psalmist, set a guard, O Lord, over my mouth. Keep watch over the door of my lips. Do not let my heart incline to any evil. It is the essence of the pilgrim's life to begin by looking to the end. Now is our salvation nearer than when we first believed. The night is far gone. The day is at hand. Amen. And the peace of God, which passes understanding, keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen.